Hold on.
Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Dion Bright.
Dion Bright. Okay, thank you. I'll take it from here.
Thank you. All right, you guys both have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much. Hi, Vian.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi. So bear with me. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and I do want to let you know the call is being recorded here. Again, my name's Jessica. So just to confirm, you haven't already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. And you're willing to affirm that to the law firm as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma or leukemia after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. It was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yes, stage one.
Okay. Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear. Okay. Have you had like a reoccurrence of it, or was it just once?
Actually, no reoccurrences as of yet.
No. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear. And then you said you're filing the claim for yourself. Do you know what year you were diagnosed?
Yeah. The year I was diagnosed was...
Or what age? 2020. 20 what?
2020.
Okay, sorry. And do you know your age at time of diagnosis?
At the time, I'm 51 now, so back 2020, which is 4 years ago, I was 48.
48, okay. And were you using the product at home or at work or both?
Home.
Home, okay. And you were the one spraying it, or was that someone else in the household?
No, I sprayed.
Okay, you sprayed it personally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would have been direct exposure. Were any other family members, neighbors, anything like that also spraying Roundup?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, and then what city did you spray it in?
Baltimore.
Okay, and then... Do you know when you first, what year you first started spraying it, estimately? Just best to your knowledge?
Like 2002.
2002. Do you know when you stopped, estimately? 2019, 2020. 2019 or 20, okay. And then, so let's see here. Let me do that math real fast. So if it was 2002 to 2019, it'd be roughly 17 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And some of the questions are a little bit repetitive, so I do apologize in advance. But did you spray Roundup at least 10 times or more?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
Smartphone.
And I did say 10 times. I meant 10 days. More than 10 days you sprayed it. Doesn't have to be full.
Probably 25 to 30 times per year.
Okay. Oh, per year. Okay.
Yeah, like 3 times a month.
Okay. So yes to that question, at least 10 days you sprayed it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, just need to make sure. And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just please let me know if you were ever diagnosed with any of these. An organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
HIV AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
Nope.
Lupus?
Nope.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Any other cancers that required chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then next, we'll go through the injured party information. So you said the diagnosis was non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And then, can you spell your first name for me?
D-E-O-N-N-E.
D-E-N-O-N-E?
D-E-O-N-N-E.
Okay. D-E-O-N-N-E. Yeah, okay. And then your last name?
Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a suffix like junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay, thank you. Are you married?
No.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
6/10/1973.
You said 73?
Yes.
Okay, so June 10th, 1973. And then the last, or excuse me, your social for the medical record release?
218-78-1769.
And again, 218-78-1769?
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like social media, TV?
Yeah,
Facebook. Facebook, okay. And do you know what year roughly that you saw the ad? Or the something on social media?
It was early, probably like early this year.
Early this year, okay. So that's when you first became aware of like your cancer and being related to Roundup, right?
No. I know about the cancer Roundup because this was already taken like years before, and like, you know, people just started. Then okay, all the people started for it, so.
Okay, so like 2020?
Yeah.
Like when you were diagnosed, okay. And then what is your height?
5'8".
Okay, and then your weight?
Like 205.
Okay. And then your primary contact information, what is your email?
D-E-O-N-N-E, the number 4, the letter T as in Tom, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo. Okay. So again, your first name, the number 4, T as in Tom, @yahoo?
Yeah.
.com, okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then we'll go over the Roundup usage information. So you said you were using it roughly 3 times per month?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how many months per year you were using it, or was it yearly?
Yearly.
Yearly?
Probably 25 times a year. 25 to 30 times a year.
Okay. So times that by the 17. Or excuse me. So roughly, if it's yearly here, it would be like roughly 300 times. Or excuse me, 20. I'm going to put the 30 times per year. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before being diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you first started roughly in 2002, and then you stopped in 2019?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you ever use protective gear while applying the Roundup?
Yeah, gloves.
gloves. Okay. And I know you were saying it, you sprayed it at home. Was it for like lawn care and maintenance?
Yes, lawn care maintenance, weeds.
Okay. And then, did you only use the product in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you were spraying at home, so it was residential?
Yeah.
Okay. And you already told me you were the one spraying it personally, so it would have been direct exposure. And then let me do the 30 times 17 for the total of 17 years, 30 times per year would be 510 for the amount of exposures you had. Did you ever get your water, like home water, from a well?
No.
No. Okay. Were you ever exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Were you ever exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then do you know what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrated, premix?
It was a premix.
Premix, okay. And do you remember where you were purchasing it? Like a Walmart, Home Depot, Aces? Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or proof of purchases by chance? If not, no worries.
No, not at this time.
Okay. And then do you have any Roundup still in your possession, like empty bottles or bottles still of it?
Absolutely not.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Who is your employer?
Like, is it, do it have to be full-time or part-time, or?
Oh, it doesn't matter. They just, because they want to know for any, like, lost time at work and stuff like that. That's the only reason why they're asking.
Oh, shit. Just the employer, that they went out of business. At the time I was doing this, they went out of business.
Okay, so you didn't lose any time from work due to, like,
no.
Surgery or treatment? Okay.
Yeah, I did, but they're out of business, so can't nobody really verify.
Okay. Company. Do you want to put your current employer?
No, because they really don't know nothing about it, and
okay.
I haven't left work because of it.
Okay, no worries. And then, were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
And then any other, other than any, like, minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Other than minor, yes, I have.
Yes, okay. Do you remember what the crime was?
Second degree assault, 2017.
Okay. No worries. And then, do you remember the diagnosing doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
Marvin.
Sorry.
Dr. Marvin Feldman. Feldman.
Feldman. At what hospital? You said the first name was Martin?
Marvin.
Marvin, okay. And then what hospital?
Northwest Hospital.
Northwest. Hospital.
54.
And, oh.
No, 5401 Old Court Road.
Is that in Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore County. Randallstown, 21-133. That's the zip code.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I got his information. You said it was Northwest Hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, it's giving me a little bit of a hard time here. We're almost finished. Did he also give you treatments?
Yeah. I got radiation and chemotherapy and pain medication.
Okay. You said radiation and chemo?
Yes.
Okay. Gosh. Do you remember what year you had treatments?
2020.
Okay. And you said the Northwest Hospital was in Randallstown?
Yes.
Right? Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
33, the letter A. Laurier Court, Orange, North Maryland.
It was Logan Court?
L-O-W-E-R, Lower.
Oh, Lower Court.
Lower, L-O-W-E-R.
Okay, Lower Court.
Lower Gate Court.
Gate Court, excuse me.
Yeah, 33A, Lower Gate Court.
In what city?
Owens Mills, Maryland.
Can you spell the city for me? I do apologize. Or the zip code, at least, I can Google.
21-117.
It's 21-117?
Yes, 21-117.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah.
Do they live with you?
No.
No. Okay. And then do we have permission to contact them if needed?
Yeah, if needed.
Okay. And then their relationship?
We'll say my brother.
Brother? Okay. And then his name?
Damon.
Damon. Same last name?
Same as mine's Bert.
Okay. Perfect. And then his phone number?
443-766-5139.
It was 443-776-5139?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I forgot here. The hospital would have the medical record, or at least if you do, if they don't, correct?
Yeah, they should.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly here, they do want to know, was there any sort of like impact due to the non-Hodgkin lymphoma for you, like mental, physical stressors, financial?
Yeah, PTSD,
okay.
And financial at that time. I had anxiety.
Okay. And then I forgot one question here. Where is it?
Hello?
I'm still here, so sorry. I'm trying to find where this question is. You did spray Roundup for at least 2 years prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. So one moment here. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. One moment.